The motion initially was on the back of a public meeting that attended about the bridge and the fact that one of the eyes was silted up, which prevents the water travelling through the eye and puts more pressure on the other two eyes and the stanchions. So I was asking that the OPW would be contacted urgently to come in and dredge the water. But we also found out at the public meeting and today again through a presentation is the parapets of the bridge are badly damaged and cracking. And they would need a lot of repair work done to that. The people in the locality are fearful that the parapet might fall in the river. So there's a concern there as well. And also, just recently with Irish Waterworks taking place, the long and extended queues and heavy vehicles sitting on top of the bridge. And there's a concern if is the bridge strong enough to withstand that pressure and that weight. So I raised it today under the motion. We got confirmation from the council that indeed there was an inspection of the bridge by engineers and consultants 4 or 5 years ago. And last year there was a visual inspection by Donegal County Council engineers, and they're happy with the bridge and how it is and the structure, that it's good enough. They have, as you would have heard today, give a commitment to fix the parapets and point them up, and that will be done after the work at Creve is finished and all the work is finished around the bridge by Irish Water. So we just want to keep the pressure on the OPW now to dredge the river and to free up the three eyes and not just two.
And from your perspective, in terms of the last structural survey that had been carried out 4 years ago, of course we know that this work by Irish Water only started really getting underway within the past year. So I'm sure there is still a concern there, despite what the councillor's saying about it being structurally safe. Of course it is, but you know, a lot of extra pressure has been on that bridge in very recent times.
Yeah, and that's the reason why we're asking the council to inspect it again and to be satisfied that yes, after this work, as you say, there's a lot of piling getting done, there's a lot of heavy equipment there. There was a concern raised about bringing that piling equipment over the bridge. Would the bridge be able to sustain that weight? And the council's answer would lead you to suspect they're not sure, because they have said that with the concerns raised by the people at today's presentation, that they will in fact take the drilling and the piling equipment via another route to access 20, 30 metres away from where we're actually working now. So yes, that would raise sort of concerns of myself, and so we've asked them again, like today, that they would carry out another inspection, and hopefully when the OPW do dredge the river shortly, that the council will be able to get in and carry out a full inspection and reassure everybody that yes, the Old Town Bridge is sound and fit for purpose for a long time to come.